The last time a total solar eclipse was visible to most of the continental U.S., Richard Nixon was president, and the Beatles had just released Let It Be in the U.K. Later this year, it will happen again. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with Matt Benjamin with the University of Colorado Boulder's Fisk Planetarium to find out how Coloradans can safely view this celestial event.
What is a total solar eclipse, and why has it been so long?
We really have two eclipse varieties that we get to see from Earth, one being a lunar eclipse and the other being a solar eclipse. They all have to do with the alignment of the Sun, Earth, and Moon in their respective orbits. Most people have seen a lunar eclipse because you just have to be able to see the Moon, and a whole half of the Earth can see a lunar eclipse at any one time. Solar eclipses happen just as frequently. The only difference is the Moon is between us and the Sun, and the Moon will cover some or all of the Sun's disk. And that casts a shadow on the Earth, and only those of you within the shadow can see the actual solar eclipse. So they do have this perception that they're more rare. They happen just as often, they just fewer people are in the path to see it.
How long will the solar eclipse last?
It'll last almost 2 hours total from the beginning to end.
So why don't solar eclipses happen at every new moon?
Ah, that's a fantastic question. This has to do with the orbit of the Moon in relation to the path of the Sun in the sky. Now, the Moon's orbit around the Earth is for the most part very circular, but it is not in the same plane as the path of the Sun. In fact, the Moon's orbit is tilted by about 5 degrees, and so it takes these orbits to sort of wind around, you know, over the course of a year or more to find these alignments, and then you get what are called eclipse seasons, or you'll get a clustering of eclipses for 1 to maybe 3 months, and then you don't have any, and then things take a while to line back up, and then you have a burst of eclipses again, both the lunar and solar variety.
Coloradans will see about a 98% coverage of the solar eclipse, meaning most of the Sun will be covered up by the Moon because we're just south of the middle of the shadow. Are we in a good place to see it?
It hasn't happened in 40 years, and this is likely a once-in-a-generation astronomical event for the continental United States. 98% is missing the whole show. Just 2% of the Sun's light is enough for you to not see the dramatic nature of a total solar eclipse. If you've never seen it, it is a very maybe unnerving but also exciting thing to see. You see streamers that seem to sort of emanate from the Sun's surface. Animals will sort of act like it's the evening or dusk, and then the Sun comes out and they feel fooled again. So it is a very, very strange phenomenon. So I highly encourage people to not stay here in Colorado, head north, get to Wyoming, get to center line so they can see totality. Again, a 98% eclipse just does not give you the show.
What's the safest way to view a solar eclipse? I'm guessing sunglasses won't be enough.
It is an absolute must to have eclipse glasses. They're like 1,000 times darker than sunglasses, and they really help protect your eyes from the remaining light from the Sun.
People have been fascinated by solar eclipses for thousands of years. At Stonehenge, for example, there's evidence that people were tracking orbits. Why are we so fascinated by them?
Many ancient cultures were aware of them, and some even measured their regularity and were able to predict eclipses, which is quite fascinating. Going back, you know, almost 5,000 years, you've got cultures that were able to do this and predict and understand orbits precisely. Some felt it was doomsday, others felt it was serendipity, and it was great time for celebration. And so cultures had many different ways of interpreting it. And so it's a really beautiful phenomenon that, you know, isn't certainly driving cultural change in modern society, but certainly did, you know, hundreds and thousands of years ago.
That was Matt Benjamin, Education Programs Manager at Fisk Planetarium at the University of Colorado Boulder. We were talking about the next total solar eclipse that'll take place over the continental U.S. Mark your calendars. That's Monday, August 21st. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.